The National Energy Regulator is releasing a plan today that's designed to cut the use and cost of power and prevent blackouts. It'll allow big businesses like aluminium smelters and cold storage warehouses to cut their power usage and sell it back into the grid. It'll mean at peak times during heat waves, for example, that instead of electricity generating more power at greater cost, businesses could instead reduce their production, driving the price down. Felicity Ogilvie reports.
One of Australia's big electricity users, BlueScope, is turning to solar energy to help power its steelmaking.
We have come down to Finlay today to see the solar farm in the flesh.
BlueScope has also been backing changes at the Australian Energy Market Commission that would see businesses make money by offloading electricity. Tennant Reid from the Australian Industry Group says it would work by businesses such as cold storage warehouses making sacrifices during summer.
They may be able to turn off or turn down their refrigeration system for a couple of hours and have so much thermal inertia in the system that the temperature of their products stays in the range that it's meant to without any further power.
The draft rule being released today by the Australian Energy Market Commission is designed to reduce power use and the price. It goes beyond the usual on and off peak power rates by allowing businesses to start selling their excess energy at any time. The proposed changes are being called a wholesale demand response, and it's something that Dan Cass from the Australia Institute says is long due.
This is a really landmark reform of the national electricity market. It's been on the cards for many years, even decades, this idea of a two-sided market where demand response can bid in megawatts at the same time as generators bid in megawatts, and the cheaper source wins, and the cheaper source sets the price for the whole market.
Today's draft rule allows new third-party providers to come in and start buying and selling the excess power. Dan Cass says the changes will open up trading beyond businesses that already sometimes sell excess power back to electricity companies.
For big, sophisticated energy users like smelters, it's not that hard to participate in demand response now, because they have the resources and the information. But it's prohibitive for everyone else.
The National Energy Regulator has put the plan out for consultation and will make a decision by the end of the year on whether to start the changes. At the moment, the focus is on letting businesses sell excess power into the grid, but a household review is also coming. Craig Memory from the Public Interest Advocacy Centre represents consumers.
Households will still benefit from lower prices, even though they can't participate directly, because the large energy users that can participate will be competing with generators in the wholesale market, and they're doing that for a lower price than the generators.
Mr. Memory hopes that electricity prices will drop by up to 25%, but it's just an estimate. It's still not known exactly what difference to power bills the proposed changes will bring.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting there.